Chantel. Okay, so today I'm here to talk to you about the Sadie Hawkins dance and how to get him to say yes. So if you do ask the guy out and he says no, I mean, it's not the end of the world. He said no. He may be your crush, but at least now you won't be stuck on him for a long time. It'll take you a little bit of time to get over him. You can move on to the next one, okay? But here is what you need to do in order to get him to say yes, or in order to have the best possible, you know, possibility, putting together the best ingredients for him to say yes. Number one, you really need to find out if he has a girlfriend. Because if he has a girlfriend, you're automatically going to get rejected, and you don't want that. So that's number one. Make sure that he is single. Number two, you must make sure that you have some type of contact with him before this initial meeting. You should have at least spoken to him, said hello. He should at least be aware of who you are, because if he doesn't, then he's going to be like, who is this girl anyway? And you don't want to seem, you know, like this weird creeper girl who's just been eyeing him, who's never approached him or spoken to him, because, you know, then you are no longer mysterious and you're no longer interesting. You're just weird to him now. Number three, you really need to pick the appropriate place and time to ask him, okay? You don't want to do it, you know, in a classroom where there's a million people. You don't want to do it at lunch when, you know, there's a whole group of friends around him. You want to do it at a time when he is, for the most part, alone. And you want to kind of pull him aside and talk to him, because if he's around a lot of people, he may base his decisions and the way he reacts may be different around a lot of people and around his friends. So you want this decision to be his own, and you want it to be in a place where he's not feeling uncomfortable and embarrassed, and when you're not feeling uncomfortable and embarrassed. The main thing here is the same way that a guy should make a girl feel comfortable. You need to make him feel comfortable, because if you make him, you know, put him in a sticky situation where he's not feeling comfortable, you know, then you are probably going to get a no. And you should really approach it with, you know, saying who you are and introducing yourself if you haven't done that already, and saying, hey, you know, I noticed you around school, you know, this is what I think about you, and I'm really looking forward to this dance. I would love it if you could go with me. And, you know, you kind of do that humbly and sweetly. And if they say no, like I said, it's okay. You can just walk away from the situation. You'll grow from it. And the wounds will heal. So for all of you out there that are asking people out to a dance, whether it be Sadie Hawkins or whether it be any other dance for that matter, that's really the best way to go about it. You could apply this to any high school, junior high school, and even I know sixth grade even have dances now. So you can apply it to any of those. So hope that helps. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to email me. My email address is askchantel@gmail.com. That is askchantel. Thank you so much for watching, and do not forget to subscribe. Hugs and kisses.